in an AR1 agriculture residential district in Cedar Creek 100, Sussex County, by dividing 4.9 acres into three lots located northwest of Road 210, 360 feet northeast of Road 209. Gentlemen, for the record, previously, and you believe you all have copies of the document, there was a three-ring binder submitted as an exhibit booklet titled Bay East, provided by DC Group LLC. It included references to the qualifications of Mr. Davidson, who's going to speak. They had a copy of the application, the subdivision plat, boundary and division surveys, plans, a tax map, copy of the deed, a copy of the declaration of covenants and restrictions, preliminary site plan, a rezoning plan, a preliminary site plan context map. There was a boundary line survey. There were plus review responses per DC group, plus review comments per the Office of State Planning Coordination, copy of the plus application, an annexation inclusion letter, Delta supporting data and adjacent properties map, a 2007 orthophotography map, the zoning map, a 2004 state strategy to investment levels map, copy of the FEMA floodplain map, a 1974 soils classification map, and a wetlands inventory map. All, and that is a part of the record and will remain a part of the record for this application. Commissioners all have copies of the site plan and the exhibit booklet. The Technical Advisory Committee reviewed this application on July 18th of 2007. The application was filed. I'm trying to find the right date here. Approximately 18 months ago. February 26th of 07, and the revised site plan and the exhibit booklet was provided for the record, and I believe that's all. And Mr. Robertson has reviewed the restrictive covenant proposals, and this record has been, letter has been provided for the file, and that's all I have. Unless you have questions.
All right, sir, we thank you. The chair recognizes Mr. Davidson.
Good evening.
Mark Davidson with Design Consultants Group, Milton, Delaware.
With me tonight is Mr. Ronald Sharp, who is the of Milford, Delaware, who is the owner of this piece of property. I'd like to make a correction with Mr. Lank. I think you referenced my booklet as having some plus comments, and there we weren't required to go through the plus review.
I didn't think so either, but that's what your index.
It does say that in the index. Okay, well then.
I'll read. Just for quick reference.
So I'd like to make that correction that there are no plus comments in the booklet.
Okay. Is there anyone here with an interest in this application? If so, feel free to get up and look at the exhibits. Just do so quietly. Well, there's not exactly a stampede. So
Not in the booklet is the section under 99-9C, the 17 requirements, and if I may, I'd like to hand in a copy. And as I'm going to be covering these for during my presentation. This piece of property is known as Parcel 64, and it's located on Bucks Road. On the north side of this piece of property is a soybean field. Bordering this property on the east side are some single-family lots. On the west side, we are bordering along the northbound side of Delaware Route 1. And on the south side, we do have Bucks Road bordering our property here. And on the adjacent side of Bucks Road are some additional single-family lots. This property is located in a level 4. The state strategies, policies for spending. Mr. Sharp bought this as a part of an original four-lot subdivided piece of ground. The subdivision plat is within the booklet. He bought parcel A of that subdivided ground. Also in the booklet are the supporting letters of the remaining of the other three lots supporting this subdivision. Part of that, another piece of ground that was added is and shown on this aerial, which is in the booklet, is parcel 63. Mr. Sharp purchased this piece of ground along here from DelDOT. It was an abandoned piece of ground when they disconnected Beaver Dam Road. They disconnected the entrance to Coastal Highway, Route 1, and this piece of ground here was abandoned, and Mr. Sharp purchased that. That is part of this application. Back in January 10th of 2007, Mr. Sharp had a minor subdivision approved of the 7.5 acres. He had three lots along the road frontage here. That subdivision plat is also located within the booklet. At this time, only one lot has been sold and a house has been built on, and I believe it's parcel A within the subdivision booklet. There's an existing house there. At this time, Mr. Sharp has the other two lots up for sale. This is a standard lot subdivision. Under section 115-25A1 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The minimum lot here is lot 1, which is 3/4 acre, 0.75 acres, and the largest lot, which is lot 3, is 2.2 acres. The road for this subdivision, called Zoe Drive, is approximately 427 feet long and will have an impervious surface area of approximately 12,000 square feet. Streetlights will be installed along this subdivision street. The DelDOT entrance for the site, on the site plan, Mr. Sharp is going to be retaining lot number 3 for his own personal residence. He was getting ready to start to build a house on there. He started putting the driveway in. He obtained an entrance permit from DelDOT to build the driveway, started putting the electric and wanted to stop. He wanted to make that way, if he didn't look in favor of this application, he wanted to have the opportunity to move his house a little bit closer to the road. He didn't want to have a 3-acre front yard. So at this time, there is an entrance approval for this. During our discussions with DelDOT, the two parcels, parcel B, and earlier I said parcel A was built on, it's actually parcel C, which is down near Delaware Route 1. Parcel A and B, with our discussions with DelDOT, they had asked Mr. Sharp, in order to eliminate some entrances coming off of this road, that if he would mind, if he got approved for this subdivision, if he could offer parcels A and B an easement to the interior subdivision road. So on the preliminary subdivision plan that we have before, we show 225-foot wide cross-access easements. If the subdivision should happen to get approved, then he would offer the parcels A and B access off of the proposed entrance. Those two parcels would then, if that occurred, would then join in and help with the maintenance of, it would be a pro rata share that Mr. Sharp would set up in the covenants and restrictions, that parcels A and B would have to share in some of the maintenance of the entrance and that portion of the road as they come in. The stormwater for this site will be within the open spacers. Basically, the subdivision makes, the three lots make up the subdivision. The entrance road coming in, we have two small pieces of open space on either side. The soils out here are, we are in an excellent recharge area. Soils work has been done. It's in the booklet. And we're going to look at doing a couple of small, shallow swales. Like I said, the road contains about 12,000 square feet of impervious area. So we've run some calculations. What we're going to do is we're going to just put some shallow infiltration basins in here planted. We're going to landscape them. This is going to be the entryway. Mr. Sharp wants to make this really nice to come back here because, like I said, he is going to build his house there on lot 3. In the booklet are the three site evaluations that were submitted to Denerec. And if I may, just today, Mr. Sharp received in the mail the three approvals for those three site evaluations for lots 1, 2, and 3. Each lot will have full depth gravity septic systems on each lot. Each lot will also have individual wells. There are no wetlands on this site, and this site is outside the 500-year floodplain. Basically, that's all I have for my presentation, if you have any questions.
All right, sir. We thank you. We'll see if anyone has any questions for you. And we'll start with Mr. Burton.
I'm guessing there was no TIS required.
That's correct. There's no TIS.
Are the two lots going to be part of the subdivision, or the?
No, they're not.
They're just going to be shared entrances.
It's shared entrances. Once the subdivision's approved, they would be sharing the same access.
Okay, and then your envision of the stormwater management would just be a planted, buffered area of some kind.
Right. It's probably going to be approximately about 12 to 18 inches deep, very shallow. And it's going to be planted very well. We're going to put in some very nice landscaping in there. I did forget to mention, Mr. Sharp would like to put, although it's a small subdivision, he's got a vision of a couple of nice little entrance monument signs on either side of the driveway, something very nice, maybe in brick. And he wants to sort of mix that with the landscaping that's going to go on behind there in that small open spaced area.
And the area that you show landscaped, that is part of the lots or part of an exterior buffer that will be planted?
Yes. Right now, there were a couple of parcels. There's some single-family houses along the front, and in the back are a few acres of soybean fields. So Mr. Sharp wanted to plant some trees along there to provide a buffer. There is, on this, on lots 1 and 3, we put a 30-foot building restriction line, although on the side lot setbacks for AR1 is 15. We went ahead and offered up a 30-foot setback, and we're going to plant some trees along that property line to buffer lots 1 and 3 away from the soybean field.
But that buffer would be part of the homeowners association?
No, it'll be part of the individual lots. That's correct, yes.
Mr. Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And Mr. Davidson, based upon the thoroughness of your exhibit booklet that I've had the chance to preview, I have no further questions.
Thank you.
Mr. Gordy?
No questions.
Mr. Smith?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Probably less of a question than perhaps a comment. I understand that you just got the site evaluations. I just wanted to point out that and urge you when you put in the septic for your house and possibly for the other two lots, if the applications acted favorably on, they mentioned that 1985 regulations allow the use of a bed, but they urge you to use an alternative trench system. They seem to think highly of that. So if you agree to that, I think that would be commendable if they think it's an improvement. That's all I have, Mr. Chairman.
All right, Mr. Lang.
You make reference to a soybean field being next door. How big a property is that?
I believe altogether with the house that's located on it, I think it's 6 or 7 acres. 6 acres, I believe.
So it's in excess of 5, so it's eligible to be a farm. Question that would have to be raised before the commission would be that are they going to require a 30-foot buffer maintained by an HOA, or are they going to allow it to be a setback buffer within the lot lines on those two lots? But it's a subdivision, no matter how many numbers of lots there are, and it relates.
What we'd like to offer is a 30-foot BRL. There's only 3 lots in the subdivision. To have an HOA that's going to try to take care, 3 lots try to take care of a buffer, it just seems to be right now about the only thing that the HOA would take care of would be the open space out front and then the roads within the subdivision. So we are offering up a 30-foot building restriction line, which would act as the buffer, and he is going to we can supply a landscaping plan with the final subdivision plan to show that we will buffer plant the trees that's going to go along that property line.
Well, typically, if you have a 30-foot buffer, then you have a 20-foot setback, so you end up with 50-foot, normally, in AR. You got room to an additional setback?
There's room for an additional setback of 20 feet in there, yes.
Now, basically, that's basically for the purpose of the residential structure anyway. It's not related to accessory building. But the accessory building will still be maintained at 30.
There's room in there for the additional 20 feet. I don't see that. I don't think that would be a problem.
Yeah, the only other question I have is this is in close proximity to the city of Milford's corporate limits.
Yes, I believe the corporate limits are...
It's a street.
Well, actually, I have it. There's a map in the...
It has a potential, what I'm saying, it just has a potential being annexed into the city in some near future.
Yeah, it's directly across the highway is the limits, and then it comes across the... I believe it's in the... I believe this piece of property has been annexed in. But right now, there's no... If I remember correctly, there's no water and sewer across the highway at this time, so there's no... Three lots doesn't make for a... extending water and sewer across the highway.
And based on the 2007 comprehensive plan that's council adopted, not yet approved by the Louisville, Delaware, the town center for the city of Milford runs all the way down to Cedar Creek. Just informational. That's all.
All right, sir. Mr. Capps?
No, sir.
Okay. Council?
No questions. Thanks.
All right, sir. We thank you, Mr. Davidson. If you would be so kind as to take a seat nearby, we'll see if there's anybody here that has an interest in your application. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of subdivision 2007-12, Ronald Sharp? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to subdivision 2007-12? Anyone on the commission have any questions? Being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to spend the rest of your Thursday evening with us to see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning. The next item is conditional use number 1749, Robin Erthel and Linda Lake.